one of our very dear friends, Raymond Lopez. He is a barrister and a interpreter who helped us finish some of the legal deals that we had here in Melbourne. And also, Mr. Wally Stubbs, he's also helped us out, giving us the guidance. Bob Bourne, he's a photographer. But he has taken that nice picture of the deity that I brought to Mayapur Festival.
Oh, yeah. Very nice.
So he has taken many photographs for us. And we are particularly indebted to Wally for giving us a lot of good guidance dealing with the police. One time we had one incident about 3 years ago. Some of the boys were a little enthusiastic about running out of the festival. They went out and they picked many flowers illegally. So they were caught
illegally. Where? In the flower?
No. In one flower growing nursery.
Oh.
So they were found out and caught. But Raymond was able to get them off free. Through Krishna's mercy. But
actually, I think that's the wrong
thing. There was a great devotee in South India. He was treasury officer. So he took money from the treasury and constructed a very nice temple. Later on, he was caught. And he was put into jail by the Nawab at that time, the Mahometan king. Nawab. He saw in dream the two boys, very beautiful, they have come to the Nawab. Said, what money he has taken? And take from me and did it. So the Nawab says, if I get my money, I can leave. When his dream broke, he saw the money on the floor, but nobody was there. Then he could understand that he is a devotee. He called me immediately, said, you are released and take this money. Whatever you have already said, that's all right. And now this money has to spend and sell it there. So devotees sometimes do like that. Actually, nothing is private property. That is our present. Isava Samidam Sadvam. Everything belongs to God. That's okay. Under the influence of Maya, we are thinking that this is my home. Just like, suppose this Usha. Where from the wood has come? Has anybody produced wood? Who has wood? It's God's property. Rather, we have stolen God's property and claim it by God. That is our state. The Englishman came here, but he said the property of the English. It was there. America. It was there. And when everything will be finished, it will be there. And the meeting will come and clear it is my property and fight. It is not. You are a barrister, you can tell the difference.
That was the item to use.
Originally, everything belongs to God. So why we are claiming it is mine? Suppose you have come here to sit down for 1 hour, 2 hours, and a good thing is my property. Is that very good judgment? You have come from outside. You are allowed to sit down here for 2 hours. And if you claim this is my property. Similarly, we come here to take bath, either in America or Australia or in India, and remain for 56 or 100 years. And why can I claim this is my property? You have got position on the chair, that does not mean your property.
I suppose if somebody can took the chair when I put my position on the chair.
No, that is a question. Nobody will disturb you to be married in your chair. That does not mean because you have sat down on the chair for 2 hours, you become proprietor.
One gets tested. One gets tested.
Yes. That's not right. You like, you sit down, and you go when it is finished. But how do you claim that it is your property? That is called Maya. This is Maya. It belongs up to Maya. Maya means what is not. Mahya. Ma means no. Ya means this. So Maya means the conclusion as you have made, that is not. That is not the fact. So we are claiming America is ours, Australia is ours, India is ours. Nothing ours. Everything ours. The best conclusion is, it is God's property, God has given us to be, let us thank God, give up life to Him, and glory to Him. That is all. That is Krishna-bhakti. You accept the real position, that nothing belongs to you, everything belongs to God. You also belong to God. Your body, your self, everything belongs to God. This body is material body. That material energy, art, what, area, everything belongs to God. The sea belongs to God. What? Glass, what? You have not created it. Kind of your forefather has created. So this body is made of glass, what, area, fire, high elements. So yes, the body is also. So far I am soul, I am the part and parcel of God. Everything belongs to God. This is the thing. We have falsely claimed that it is power. This is Maya. Maya means what is not fact. That is the meaning of Maya.
This concept that everything belongs to God, it can't work unless everybody believes that everything belongs to God.
And everybody may be mad. That does not change the fact. If some madman comes in this room and he fights, I'm the proprietor, you get out. But that is not a fact.
I understand, you know, you were talking about the sea and so on, but it's for people to use.
Use it and use. Sina Bhaktina Bundita. That is the basic instruction. What is given to you, you use it. Just like one gentleman has got Paisa. He is concerned, this is your property. This is your property. This is your property. But the sons must acknowledge that this is father's property. He has given that. Similarly, in the basic Shastra, it says that everything belongs to God. And whatever he has given to you, you can. Don't encroach upon others.
This is given, you were saying that he's given something to you and don't encroach upon others. But there are certain things that one person has, one group of persons has, which I think truly have received potential.
And originally we have grasped everything you love. It's like father and son. The son must know the property is father. That is the real knowledge. Now, whatever father has given me, I will use it while father encroach upon others, my other brother, which he has got from me. This is good sense. Especially fighting my other brother. My father has given me this property to him. So let him use that. And whatever he has given me, let me use it. Why should I encourage him on his part? Good sense.
Sorry. I can understand when you say don't encourage on other people's property. If I understand you correctly, what you're saying is that if you have something, if I don't give it to somebody, someone else wants to use it for living. I can understand that, but don't you get to the stage, you can't get to the stage of time that for some reason or another, you don't want him to use it.
I don't want to take it.
Well, someone does not want, if you don't want someone to use what you have, someone tries to forcibly.
Another situation could arise when you wouldn't want somebody to use what you were using for some particular reason. You might be using it yourself at that time. That situation can arise that you don't want.
We are believing that everything belongs to God. Someone else has not believed in that concept and trying to use it.
Well, that is wrong. That is it. That is the wrong concept.
Well, how do you reconcile, or how do you work out a situation. If everything belongs to God, we run society.
But you don't forget that everything belongs to God. Because you have to run society, it does not mean that you forget the real thing.
Well, sir, I really don't object to that idea at all. But the thing is that the system we're working with,
It should be rectified. So let us make now United States of the world. That can be the reason. If they can make United States of America, why not United States of the whole world?
I think
probably solve a lot of problems.
Yes.
Because
all problems.
Possession.
All problems. Now, Kapoor in India says scarcity of foodstuff. In America, in Australia, there is a large plan. Produce foodstuff. Is it good? The India is all lessons become like. Use everything God gives. We are all sons. Very nicely. That is all the problems. Now, the difficulty is that we are made, oh, this is my problem. We have used the nation. In the basic conception, there is no such thing as nation. There is no such thing. That is the idea. Basic conception of society or politics. There is no personal nation.
You're thinking more of an international world than a national world.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't think anybody would disagree with that. I certainly don't.
That we want to. One God, one state, one scripture, and one idea. That is the ultimate end of the consciousness. That is why we are from different countries. We don't think internationalism. I am Indian. We all think that we are not talent of Krishna. And there was in that spirit. It is possible. If this idea is accepted, it has been recognized. It can be done. But they will not accept. They are going to be elected. But everyone is thinking, first of all, my interest. What she thinks? Yes, I was going to be, now I have come to be united. But no one was going to be united. Everyone is thinking, it is my first interest. I want to be terrible if you oppose. For the last 20 years, more than, they planned to be united. But it is becoming difficult. The plans are easy. In many of them were the headquarters. And I passed through. And see there. Another plan that is easy. So, this United Nations is a failure. And it will be a failure. Because there is no bottom.
I don't think it's necessary that it fails. I think things are changing, definitely, throughout the world. It's a matter of which course they take.
Oh, I think they have to tell you for what they are. Well, it's changing. A slight prohibition, there may be one.
But people are changing now. You think the young people who for the first time in years are becoming aware and are getting interested in things outside their own town, their own provincial state or whatever it is they have. You have people, the young people now are getting interested like in things like politics, they're interested in Bangladesh and so on. This is good, but you nonetheless have a very large proportion of people who have got that idea of I'm all right and I look after mine without taking the overall picture into account. And I think that so long as you have different concepts, different beliefs.
It's got to be very hard to what exactly is to be united us. But the means that everyone should be convinced or understand clearly that everything belongs to God. But they have no conception of God. That is the whole human society at the present moment, majority, they are godless, especially the communists. They don't have knowledge. The scientists, the philosophers, the scholars, all godless. Scientists' special business is how to defy God. They say science is everything, we can do everything by science. There is no
need. I don't think so anymore.
Not anymore.
Well, some circles.
Yeah, that was never anymore, but if they are realizing that, that's very good.
You can't say that scientists are working.
Yes,
it is. Opposite. They say,
oh yes, I am a mathematics scientist. They say that we shall solve everything by scientific method. We have done already. You see that?
Just because
they have created a big theory, chemical theory, one big scientist, big or small, whatever it may be, he has won a Nobel Prize.
It's making science.
Yeah. It means, making the theory, the life has come from him. The chemical company. Chemical evolution. Darwin's theory is also of them. This is a big scientist. They are so full that life has come from matter. Where is the proof? You are lecturing in California University. And there was one student in my discovery. He challenged me that he could get the chemicals. Whether it can manufacture less. That answer was, that I cannot say. Why? You are putting this theory that life has come from chemical. So science means observation and experiment. Now, the experiment will prove that the chemicals have produced less. Why not try to be a lawyer or barrister? That does not mean you are barrister. When you are a student of law, you cannot say that I am barrister. Or I you cannot say. You are trying to be, that is another. But why they are trying to be, they are taking the position of leader. That is misleading. That is describing the small of Amazon. Another hand, very Yukuniyama, one blind man is trying to heal many other blind men. What is the use of such a living? The leader is blind. How is he do well to other blind
men? Faith and faith. Faith and faith.
And then?
Beethoven, the great composer, he was there. But can't you have people doing good for the sake of goodness?
Well, he does not know what is good.
But then I suppose you think that
when I said right, he does not know what is good. Real goodness is to understand God. That is your good.
So there are certain things that that are good that you can accept as being good just by themselves. You see an old lady who gets run over by a car, you go and help her. Now, there are certain things that are good by themselves,
I think, and that people will react and do the good thing, even though they mightn't have any concept of God.
No. Unless you have got the real platform, how you can do good? It's like our Madhudini Maharaj was obliged to you, they have done some good legal affairs. But unless you are a lawyer, legal man, how can you be? You have a mind to do good. But if you are not a lawyer, how could you do? That is another thing. I am talking of yourself. If man does not know what is good, then how he do good? The such business is that he must know what is good. Then he can do something. Otherwise, what is the use of jumping like monkey? He must know. Because you are a lawyer, you know how to deal with law. You can do good. But a layman who is not a lawyer, how he can do good? So therefore, anyone who is posing himself as leader to do good to the society, he must know, first of all, what is good.
Would you say that the lawyer good can do good whether or not he believes in God?
No. I am saying that if you are not a lawyer, if you have no study of the law, how can you do?
Well, this is what I was putting. I was hoping to lead you from this to the other situation of now.
See, the problem is saying that you could help us legally because you knew the law.
Yes.
If you weren't a lawyer, you couldn't have helped us legally.
Right? Yes.
So therefore, now taking that same example, you can't do good for someone unless you know what good is.
I don't understand
what you're saying. You can't help us legally unless you know the law yourself. You can't. Just any girl can walk into the court and start speaking to lawyers, so the judge is going to go away. But because you're a lawyer, you can help us.
The question Brian asked before was, if somebody helped an old lady across the street and he was, say, an atheist, would they be doing a good action?
Well, it depends.
That depends
on what the lady is doing.
It depends if you put
the lady that lady may have been...
If she wants to cross the road.
No, that lady may have been walking home with a cartload of food. So when she got enough water and all her liquor fell out on the ground, and you didn't help her up with it, then maybe it was in that
particular situation where he helped the lady across the road.
Particular situation is different. But generally, if you do not know what is ultimate goal, then in this life, that is, either in society or politics or economy or religion, philosophy, culture, everyone is engaged in some department. But if the leader does not know what is the ultimate goal of life, how he lives, that is human direction in this world of Bhagavatam. In two verses. One verse is, Idam hi punsas tapasas sudasava. I know this verse. It is in first canto. But all kind of verse. Is that the double? Well, the direction is, Samyang.
Learned circles have positively concluded that the infallible purpose of the advancement of knowledge, namely austerities, study of the Vedas, sacrifice, chanting of hymns and charity, culminates in the transcendental descriptions of the Lord, who is defined in choice poetry.
That nonsense of knowledge. Another big problem. That is very good. But what is the aim? The aim is to glorify the Supreme Lord. That's why you are a lawyer. You give us help in some difficult time. Why? Because we wanted to continue glorification of the Lord. That these men are good men. Why do you say that? But that means you help glorification of the Lord. So that's your success as a lawyer. So anyone who helps this movement, that they are spreading to the government, they should be held in all respect. And that is perfection. Everything is required, but it should be targeted in the matter of glorifying the Supreme. That is it. In another place, when there is verse, Akapungmi Jigas Sveshta Varnasama Vivharasa Sanuskitasya Dharmasya Anusiddhi Haripo. It's like you have helped with an institution in a difficult position. That means you have pleased Krishna. That is your service. My devotees are in difficulty. They wanted some legal help. You as a lawyer help them. So you have pleased Krishna, God. That is the aim of life. Whether by my work in different spheres, as a lawyer, as a businessman, or as a scholar, as a philosopher, as a scientist, as an economist, there are so many different. It doesn't matter. But you should see whether you are successful. And what is the standard of success? The standard of success is whether you are pleased God. This is Atha Pungi Jigas Sreshta.
Atha
Pungi.
Atha Pungi Jigas Sreshta.
I love this one.
Sattvundi vijasveshta varnasram vikarshaha vanus kisyatya dharmasya samsidhir haritosvanam. O best among the twice-born, it is therefore concluded that the highest perfection one can achieve by discharging his prescribed duty, dharma, according to caste divisions and order of life, is to please the Lord Hari.
That is it. That should be. So, whether by my profession, by my business, by my talent, by my capacity, there are different categories. Whether I have these law, then it is. If you have pleased God by your legal profession, you are in a different dress, it doesn't matter. You are as good as the whole family serving God. Because their business is also to please God. Similarly, if you have pleased God, then even by practicing your law, you are as good as this. That should be the end. When I have at least God with my personality or opportunity, that is the standard. Let people think of this. We don't say that you change your position. You become a sannyasi or you give up your profession and become bad at it. No, we don't say it. You are by nature. So, this is first of all, that you remain in your position. But see, whether by your discharge of duty you have pleased God, then everything is gone.
I think this is the attitude to certainly my religion, where we believe that through the perfection of the way you've met, you're doing things towards God, and even if you're in the day of the week, that you could be doing or generally leading the life in a way to please God. And that's my religion. Because my religion has the same belief as what you've just been mentioning, that even through the running of the profession, the normal practice of the profession, one way of helping people. And because you're helping people, you're in fact doing something that God
No, not generally.
It's the indirect way, because God wants people to be happy. Now, if you can help people, if you can help people as people, surely that means
First of all, I suppose you are a lawyer, and some man has committed murder, and he wants your help. And suppose by your legal faith you save him, and that will not please you.
See, you've got a different consideration here. Because the law that we have is very different from God's law. And I think that
we must accept God's law, not the people's law.
Well, the problem is that we're confined by the state law here, just as the boys with the flowers. Now, maybe in Krishna's law they did nothing wrong, but they were still subjected to being taken away like that.
Yeah, but he said,
I want to get these things straight. One boy was charged. Now, I don't care what happened, where the flowers came from. I was told, and I believe that particular boy was not involved. Now, someone else may, but as far as I was concerned, I believe that the boy that they got was not involved himself. Now, I'm not saying that some other people were not involved, but I think that particular boy, I'm satisfied.
You agree with this one? Yeah. But even if you had been told that that boy did it, your job would have been finished.
But let's say that boy, if I was told that that boy did it, then the case would have been done completely differently, because then you can't then go around and say, look, he didn't do it. So it's a different approach altogether, you see. But as far as, I just wanted to get that thing straight as far as that particular boy. But according to the law, we have to operate within our law, and our truth is that outside it, you've got a question of God. But I'm not a canon lawyer, I'm not a God.
No, I don't
I can only operate with the tools that I have.
If you are a church, it makes it very interesting, because you haven't yet about church law.
Well, I'm a church-going person.
What happens in the situation where somebody has committed a murder?
Nothing.
It's not a matter of
church.
It's nothing. It's got nothing to do with the issues.
This is
the example. I'm not there to judge. I'm not there to do that. Someone else has got the unfortunate task of having to judge me.
We can judge from these general laws. India is still in one of very good garden and flowers. If somebody goes, that I want to take some flowers from your garden. For worshiping God. Yes, it is. They'll be very glad.
This man, his wife, he was the head of the first world. And I think his possessions were more important to him, unfortunately. It's a funny story, there's a funny follow up. That one, that is that the flowers were taken from two men, the grand nurses, and we had to go to an appeal finally get home. But just before the appeal came on, the boys needed a glass house, because it's a special house, which we've got outside here. And they didn't know anything about glass houses. So they're driving around. And we said, well, let's go and find out something about glass houses. Oh, there's a nice nursery.
And he said, excuse me, sir, but we're in glass houses. You please get out of my land.
Say good.
I have 200 nurses around here, I think that particular one.
But if people would have been God conscious, they would have excuse. They have come for God service. Therefore, the first business is to make people God. Then everything is good. Just Shastri Bhakti, there is a verse in mind. Just Shastri Bhakti, Bhagavati Atinchana, Sarvai Vanaita Prasamasati Sura, Rava Bhattrasya Kutu Mahaduguna, Mano Rathena Asato Rāvati Vahī. The meaning is that anyone who is God conscious, devotee, he has got all the good qualities. What we consider as a good quality. Yes. And similarly, one who is not a devotee of God, he has no good quality. Because he will hover on the mental platform. There are different platforms. What is the concept of life? General. And this body. Therefore, my business is to satisfy the senses. This is bodily concept. And others, they are thinking, I'm not this body, I'm mind. They are going on mental cultivation. Right? Because of what? Thoughtful mind. And above that, there is internet practicing from yoga and spiritual platform is above that. First, what is the concept of? Then mental, then intellectual, then so this Krishna consciousness movement is on the spiritual plan, above body, mind and intellect. But actually, we should come to that platform, because he has spirit soul. He has neither his body, nor his mind, nor his intelligence. So, one who is on the platform of spiritual consciousness, they have got everything. Intelligence, proper use of mind, proper use of the body. Just like a millionaire, he has got all the lower grade position. 10 rupees or 100 rupees or 100 pounds. He has got everything. Similarly, if we try to make an attempt to bring people on the platform of God consciousness, then he is possessing all other qualities. Have to take care of the body, have to use the mind, have to use intelligence. But it is not possible that everyone should become God consciousness. That is not possible. There are different things. But at least one class of men should remain in the society as ideal, God consciousness. Just like for our usual life, we require lawyers, we require engineers, we require medical practitioners, we require so many. Similarly, in the society, there must be a class of men who are fully God conscious, an ideal. That is just like in your body, you have got hands, legs, belly, but the head must be there. If your head is cut off, then despite you have got hands, legs and belly, so this attempt, this consciousness movement, is an attempt to keep at least one class of men, ideal devotee, ideal character. At least people will see that here is an ideal character. That is required. That is described in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, how to create first class men. Just like we have got education institution for giving instruction on law or medical science or engineering. Similarly, there must be an institution to make first class devotee ideal. That is it.
I think in the problem in one society, because one society you're not the head, nor inferior. I think in, if you're not the head,
who's head?
In Indian society, that's not true.
Who's head with the head?
All want to be head, one way or another.
Okay.
He says that we all want to be head.
No. That's a very good idea. But the leg is also required. If you simply keep the head and there is no leg, then it is incomplete.
Because we can change around it.
Everything is required. To keep the body fit, you require head, you require arm, you require belly, you require leg. That is the system of Varnashram. In India, you have heard that there is a class, Brahmin. Now it is now broken. But this is the basic belief, that one class of men should be the Brahman, first class. One class of men should be Kshatriya, the administrators, politicians. One class of men should be food producer, Vaishnava. As one class of man should be the who has no brain but he can assist the other three.
The idea of in Western society for all people to be equal.
No, that is not the idea. And neither is it possible.
No.
Not that everyone is going to be lawyer. Even though everyone has got the ambition to become a first-class lawyer and not like anything. And that is not possible. So therefore, it requires selection. Who will become a lawyer? Who will become a scientist? Who will become a medical man?
In our society, you're taught at school that if you try hard enough, you can become prime minister.
There is no harm in becoming prime minister. But I say that not everyone is capable to become prime minister. That has to be. If one man is not capable, and if he takes education to become, he will waste his time.
Once you have the idea in your head that you can be prime minister, you don't want to be a leader.
And you become. But if he's a loafer and he wants to become prime minister, then it will create havoc. Just like in America, he was not fit for the president. Oh, Nixon was elected. Then again, he has to be cut down. We say the fit man should go to become a particular.
Our system is not very good. But everyone taught this way.
No, that must be just like first class man. They should judge how which purpose this man is. Practical psychology, I think. They can decide that. Anyway, the society must have all divisions of men. And then the society is perfect. We have already many divisions, but we are lacking one division, that the first class man, first class ideal man. That is lacking.
I think everybody publishes that.
Yes, that first class man is stated there. Read that.
Samadama sapatocham chanti vayavam ilacham jnanam vijnanam asityam brahma kama sabhavajam. Translation. Peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity, tolerance, honesty, wisdom, knowledge, and religiousness. These are the qualities by which the Brahma is worth.
So we have to train men like that.
I don't think anybody would disagree with anyone of that.
Eh?
I don't think anybody would disagree with anyone of that.
So, as you are training lawyer, as you are training medical man, we can train some man. It is possible. If you train from the child, it is possible. It doesn't matter from which family he is coming. But it will be trained. That's why you have been trained about lawyers. It doesn't matter from his family. Maybe lawyer's family or engineer's family. It doesn't matter. But training. So, at the present moment, to make the society perfect, a class of men should be trained as that is the phenomenon. And if the first class men are there, people will consult them, people will follow them, the whole society. Right.
What about soldiers? What about soldiers?
Soldiers, they should be also trained now. They're being trained now. Patriya. Let's read the soldiers.
Oryam Tejo Dhritya Raksham Jute Chakya Palayanam Dhanam Yishwara Bhavascha Chaturam Tamasva Bhavajam. Heroism, power, determination, resourcefulness, courage in battle, generosity.
That is in battle.
It's a miracle.
No, whoever. Not that I sit down in my armchair and I give direction. The poor soldiers have fight. No? You should go. Correct. You should personally give direction. Do that. Who is doing that? the Minister of Defense is very comfortable sitting on his chair, and the poor soldiers are fine. That is not he must go, first of all. Do that. Just like in Battle of Kurukshetra, Arjuna is in front. The other side, Duryodhana, the real fighters, they are face to face. Soldiers are assistants. They went there. So they should drill us. So unless he is magnificent, very powerful, so jump. What is that?
Heroism.
Therefore, the Kshatriyas are allowed to hunt in the forest, to become heroes. He is a super, just like in medical laboratory, the first of all, research some poor animal before touching human. Therefore, Kshatriyas are allowed to hunt, to become heroes. Facing the tiger, come on. And it seems, say about 25 years ago, there was a native prince in Jaipur. Every year he'd go to the forest and face the tiger. Without any. But that is
good.
That is required. Those who are politicians, those who are going to be president, they must relax there.
Now,
your society, whatever, this is the idea.
Well, that's almost the description of General Amin.
Huh?
That's almost the description of General Amin.
General,
there's a general in Africa who's very powerful, but he's
divided. But they should not be joining. That other things are there. So don't be
them. Heroism, power, determination, resourcefulness, courage in battle, generosity, and leadership.
Generosity.
I mean, that's a good
general.
Yes. Good enough.
I mean, then.
That's substitute.
Yes. Yeah. Everything is there. He must be at the same time, although he is hero, he must be generous. Just like Alexander the Great, perhaps you know the story, he arrested one thief. So when he was arrested, and he was being judged by Alexander, the thief pleaded that what is the difference between you and me? You are a great thief, I am a small thief. So Alexander understood it and got him to be dead. This is generosity. He must agree to the principle.
Well, there's another one, the battle. Another big battle where the opposition, what was his name, was on the ground and he said, you won't.
We brought back probably one picture in some India of the battle of Kurukshetra of Abhimanyu. Abhimanyu's head was there, and Karna was on the ground with his chariot, and Arjuna was about to kill him, and Krishna was directing him to kill him. So I told Bobby the story that when Abhimanyu was surrounded by the Maharati, there was no mercy there. So now Karna was
obtaining
that he cannot shoot a man if he gets off his chariot.
Krishna said there was no mercy without
him, so therefore there will be no mercy now. He
fought
back. But where was the generosity? Was that generosity? Huh?
Was that generosity?
That is sometimes we have to use war tactics because we have to call victory. But at least they were never, because in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, they would fight like anything, like enemies. But at night, their friends, the one man is going, just like sportsmen, they fight during the bread. And after that, they're friends. Talking together, drinking together. Lenders.
Like barristers and prostitutes.
Yeah. They're paid for fighting. But when the fighting is over, they're friends.
Raymond did not realize that you were going to be so merciful, to grant so much time. He thought he was only going to give about 10 minutes to the rest of about 20 people back at his house. So he's feeling that he must
my father-in-law's birthday.
Oh.
And it's my son's last birthday.
Oh.
And what we're doing is we decided we're going to have a family. And then my wife said,
a big family of Allah.
My wife said, well,
take some blessings from the temple.
So we decided to get all my father-in-law's friends. He doesn't know yet. And I'm supposed to pick him up. He says, you know, I don't know. He says,
give some prasadam for them. Yes.
We invited everyone over to Ubi's Father's house one night. We had a big party. And Molly came and Raymond came and they became very much addicted to prasadam.
Make his father-in-law so interested.
When would be on Sunday?
So this Krishna consciousness movement is very nice. We can make friends anyone. So you are right.
Thank you very much.
Been most gracious and kind to us. Hope you have a nice trip.
Come back in January,
too. Maybe we'll end up along the
way.
I think you must be very happy to see what's happened in Melbourne.
Yes, I'm very happy. This house is flexible.
They looked very hard for a long time.
Yes.
They had a lot of difficulty. This is one of the things that I imagine, you know, the story that the Catholic Church, Roman Catholic Church, owned this property. And it was almost by a devious name that it was acquired.
You have one
to sell direct like that. Because that beautiful building across there, I think it's all photos.
There's a concept. Shouldn't qualify to mention
this. Oh, yes.
We found out, well, the suggestion was, because there are little power groups in that church that possibly the senior people don't know about, that they objected for some reason.
Yes.
Very hard to understand.
And thus, we wanted to. But it was just. That was not working. Abandoned. But when we approached the priest, the in charge, not directly to me, but one of my disciples, he informed me that I shall better set fire in this church, still I shall object to the Krishna
consciousness. That's one reason that the name religion has possibly become bad in the eyes of non-religious people when they hear something like that. Because you could assume that whatever religion, if a person was religious,
and he and his God, God is one.
That should aid all religions.
Yes.
And the more Christians there are, the more other religious people might benefit.
According to Srimad Bhagavatam, religion means the law given by God. Just like law means the act given by the state. You cannot manufacture law, I cannot manufacture law. From that cause, so Mr. Lemon has gone?
Yes,
sir. Yes, taking some prasad.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Well, was in a similar position almost to Raymond. His wife's expecting a baby any minute.
That's me.
Somebody.
How many children he has done?
How many more?
Putra Inam Griham Sunam. Family without children, it is vacant. But people now they are under this consciousness that family without children. No, that's not. I mean, it means good children. Otherwise, it is desert. Putra inam gram sunna. Sunna means zero.
One thing I wondered about in our terms, sometimes if you find a person that you admire or you believe does good, if you profess to be an atheist, I'm thinking of a person like Bertrand Russell.
Well, our ideas are standard. We are not manufacturing any idea. It's like whatever you speak, immediately we get evidence from the sun. That is our standard. We accept standard idea. And the standard idea means the idea given by God. That's standard. There is no mistake. There is no cheating. There is no illusion. Any idea we form that is prone to this whole defect. One defect is that we are prone to commit mistakes. We are prone to the illusion. And our senses are imperfect. So, being subjected to mistaken idea, illusion idea, and senses being imperfect, if we want to give some law, that is cheating.
So the answer to every question is in there.
Yeah.
But at the end,
I do not hold myself that I am perfect. The idea that I am giving, that is perfect.
Is that open to interpretation? Or is it very...
Interpretation, when you do not understand the word, then you can give it. Otherwise there is no chance of interpreting.
If two devotees read, if two devotees read that, the meaning is the same.
Two devotees, just like you are eating the sweet. So, everyone will say, yes, he is eating sweet. Otherwise, he is called strong interpreter. Everyone knows that you are eating sweet. So, if I say, this gentleman is eating sweet, so who will object to this? No, my interpretation is here. What is that interpretation? This is the fact.
Yes, that's simple.
So when you can understand, that is what is very personal interpretation. You cannot do it.
I've read some of these, which are very difficult to understand. And I've seen the boys with writing in there, which has helped in their understanding of it, where you get
That's
there. 15 words. But to a simple reading of that, they're very complicated.
No, indeed, that's what he didn't do. See, as Branderson is doing this. And even after that, people cannot understand. Then we are here. The devotees are there, I am there. There is no difference.
But it's easier to have a teacher.
Of course, everything requires teacher. So, we are giving the first part. That means we are teaching. Not only the past is there, the translation is there, but we are giving a first part. And even from the past, just like this past, somehow.
Samam tamas tapa socham chanti ajano tinata gyanam vijnana prastityam brahma kamyasa avajan.
These are different words. You can understand what is the meaning of sama. Sama means controlling the mind. So, dhamma means controlling the senses. If you first of all control the mind, then you can control the senses. That sama dhamma sattam. Lapa, tapa, tapasya, asriya. Asriti, then you have to consult what is the asriti. The asriti is beginning of asriti is the sex control. That is asriti. Brahmacharya. Tapasa brahmacharya. And that brahmacharya you can observe by following certain rules and regulations. Just like these people are following. In this way, everything is very clear. There is no interpretation. You cannot interpret the word water. Everyone knows what is water means. What is the question of interpreting? Therefore, sometimes reference to the teacher is necessary. Otherwise, every word is clear. There is no question of interpretation. Now, we are irrelevantly interpreting the first verse of Bhagavad Gita, Dharma Kshetra, Guru Kshetra. So, they are interpreting Guru Kshetra means this body. And where is the chance of such interpretation? Guru Kshetra, the land is still there. Just before coming here, I went to Kurukshetra. So why you should interpret? Kurukshetra means this one. This is law of interpretation. The law of interpretation is there when you cannot understand directly. Then you are allowed to interpret. Otherwise there is no necessity. But they are unnecessary in interviews for their own purpose. That has become a fashion to interpret Bhagavad Gita in his own way. Where is the chance?
This, I think I remember from last year that the boys in New Zealand seem to have a different interpretation of some of them.
Yes, that means he might not agree with that. Don't agree with that. Everyone has got the right to interpret in a different way. But we have to accept parampara, the desire to succession. It's like I'm given one burfi. Everyone knows it is burfi. And if somebody interprets, it is stone. So it will not be accepted. Everyone knows it is bhakti, nice sweet meat, Why should I call it stone? But if somebody says, I can interpret in this way, you can say it, but it will not be accepted.
They have things that they have to do. Like the main course of people coming from that. My wife's away having a holiday. My youngest boy, and I'm taking that chance to work long hours to get a lot of things done.
What is the holiday?
It's good for the school children.
Yes.
School without intention. Horrible prosperity.
Is it winter? Yeah.
There are three terms. The first term on the
day. Is it the only year is three parts?
Three on the day, three terms.
They divide the year into three parts, and after each part they have a holiday. They send it for one third of the
day. We have got in India 2 periods of holiday, summer holiday. And puja. There is a season for worshiping different types of animals. That is called puja. And in India, when the summer becomes too hot, then
I wish you a good trip and a happy trip.
Thank you.
And, I also hope that the building in Sydney events, right?
Yes.
That you'll see or hear about tomorrow morning.
They're working on that.
This leg.